Hi, this is Molly Adams, and welcome to YouthCast. If you live in a city, and it doesn't even have to be that big of one, you've definitely heard the word gentrification. Explaining that word is just a little more difficult than saying it. I'll give it a shot, very simply. Gentrification happens when wealthier people move into a poorer neighborhood and then start building property. New businesses developed, and the area gets, quote-unquote, cleaned up. But then rents start to rise. Those new businesses are only selling goods that those wealthier people can afford, and little by little, the poorer original residents have to move out of their neighborhood. Gentrification is kind of a mixed bag. The residents and businesses who benefit from it kind of don't want to admit their role in it. A friend of mine who works in the Chicago Public Schools was having a conversation with her students about gentrification and what they thought some of the signs were. One student said, "People jogging." Gentrification, because it's about money, usually ends up being about class, and therefore about race, and therefore about culture, too. The wealthy people are usually white, the poor people usually black or Latino. This week, we're playing a piece on gentrification. Producer Shay Shackelford worked with an eighth grade class at the Cesar Chavez Public Charter School in Washington, D.C. While studying the concept of gentrification, they spent a week interviewing neighbors and businesses of the Logan Circle area about changes going down in their neighborhood.
What is gentrification?
You're about to listen to a radio piece about gentrification and how it changes things for good and bad.
Do you have any idea what gentrification is?
Basically, what, different cultures and everything?
Well, I don't know if I had the right term, but I think it's different cultures and people coming from different places living in the same place.
The dictionary definition of gentrification is the revitalization or renewal of a neighborhood.
When low-income families are kind of pushed out from their homes or their communities based on rising taxes and cost of living is rising in the area.
Rich people, like white American people who's rich, coming over to the town where there's like people from the middle class.
What do you know what gentrification is?
Yeah, I guess gentrification means mostly the influx of higher income people in areas where lower income people lived before, and to some degree they replace them.
When we first started the project, we didn't know nothing about it.
When we started, we didn't know anything about gentrification.
Blah, 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 blah.
We were like, that's a big word. What does it mean?
I didn't know nothing, but I don't know about the other kids.
At first, I thought it was just buildings, but then I realized when I interviewed a couple people, it was about mortgages going up, people going out of businesses, buildings, new buildings.
When the first time when we heard the word, I thought it was something about gender or something. After going to Logan Circle, we found out what it really was, what impact it's making on Northwest D.C.
How has the neighborhood changed lately in the last 9 years?
The neighborhood has completely changed since, I believe, that is 2002 or 2001.
Is this neighborhood changing?
From what I see, it is. A lot more businesses open up. They're fixing up a lot.
And the neighborhood is completely safer, clean.
Property value is going up, stores are getting better, more clothes are getting expensive, better restaurants.
More productive, and many businesses coming up, and a big change.
We walked the streets and found women and men.
We talked to people inside grocery stores. We interviewed different, we interviewed Hispanics, we interviewed blacks, we interviewed whites and stuff like that.
Different color races.
Street persons.
We've got different answers from each of them. Some of them were positive and some of them were negative.
If they're poor or not, we didn't really care.
We asked them what gentrification is. How, is it good to you or is it bad to you?
Basically, I guess because you could say we talked to everybody that would listen.
The 14th Street corridor has completely changed. It used to be a rundown, bum neighborhood. Now it's becoming upscale, and you see a lot of business. It is actually safer during the business day. during the evening, it's probably not safer. The same things that used to go on down here in the evening still go on down here.
Is this neighborhood getting gentrified?
Yes.
How could you tell?
Because this building here, if I'm not mistaken, used to be an old car dealer where they used to fix cars and everything and stuff. So that's what this used to be. Then they used to have a lot of old stores here. So it's changed a lot. It's changed a lot.
Is this neighborhood being gentrified?
Absolutely. You can see houses that are being renovated that are like multi-million dollar, like just looking around this circle here, these are all like mansions, right? And
there is definitely gentrification going on here. I mean, housing prices have doubled at least in the past 5 years, probably tripled.
Even like 5 years ago, coming into this neighborhood, who was living here and like what kind of faces I saw and what color of people, and like the fact that I walk dogs for rich people who are mostly all white that live in this neighborhood.
Well, I live a couple blocks down, and even in the couple months that I've lived there, a lot of younger, generally white people are moving into this neighborhood, and you can tell it's being fixed up, but also you can tell that other people that have lived there for 10, 20 years are leaving because they can't afford to live there anymore.
The good parts of gentrification are that property values go up and the neighborhood gets safer, better businesses, and better schools.
It's good because it makes places safer and people are calmer.
The neighborhood was getting cleaner, more people was moving into D.C.
It used to be ugly and now it's new.
On one side of Logan Circle, it's like all these new buildings, Whole Foods, stuff like the Starbucks here with coffee and all that. But on the other side, it looks like the rest of D.C. that's not getting gentrified.
My name is Jay Caesar.
How is this neighborhood changing?
Well, it's changing. You can see the changes. You see new buildings being built so fast, you know. And it's not like it was let's say 3 years ago.
Oh, a lot of change since I've been here. I've been in this neighborhood almost 20 years. I have been a hell of a change.
This neighborhood is actually nice. I like this neighborhood. It's real nice. I like it. I feel comfortable around here. It feels safe.
Do you think this neighborhood is going through gentrification?
Yes, definitely. I think our... I was going to joke that our city bird should be the crane because you see so many cranes everywhere.
Let's say like a fresh field and a lot of new buildings. Even this restaurant too. The road system, and except not having enough parking for the area. This neighborhood is getting real big for me.
You can see by looking at the buildings, you can tell there is some change going on.
What is your connection to this neighborhood?
Well, I've been residing in this area for about 20 years.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Is this neighborhood gentrified?
This one here? Oh, absolutely, yeah.
How can you tell?
I mean, just look across the street, all the condos going up. And generally, you know, I tend to go not that often to this story because it's so expensive. Just cost of living rising in every respect. Rents, food, everything.
How are the businesses here part of gentrification?
Well, what happens usually is that a lot of these buildings, like behind you, the development buildings and even the cleaners right there have been moved and replaced, and they sort of target a... higher income audience.
I think the businesses have played a major role in helping to get this area to be upgraded and new buildings and new construction.
What is your connection to this neighborhood?
I live here. I'm a resident. I rent a basement apartment in a townhouse, and I'm concerned about rents rising. Although there's things I really like about the gentrification, like there's a new yoga studio, there's new restaurants.
Audience
like
plus rising, some of the new people that are moving in, there are certain restaurants that cater them primarily, so new restaurants come in, new stores like the Whole Foods around the corner, targeting a new group of residents.
I'm a manager here at the restaurant at Logan Tavern. Why did we decide to come here? It was kind of an up-and-coming neighborhood. Whole Foods had come in to the area, and we were starting to see the DuPont Circle crew kind of, they were starting to move over here because the price of living over there was starting to get a little bit more expensive, and other businesses were starting to come in and sit here, too, because it was cheaper real estate at that point in time. We saw a developing market.
What is your name?
Gina Schaefer.
And what do you do?
I own 2 hardware stores. I opened the first store in March of 2003.
Why did your store decide to locate itself here?
Because I live in Logan Circle and the neighborhood needed a hardware store.
How do you see your store as part of that gentrification?
Well, 2 ways. One, because it's a hardware store, we get to help the community members renovate their houses because so many people need to buy stuff to make their houses better. So we're here to do that. And then the other way that I think we've helped improve the neighborhood is I have 15 employees who work in the neighborhood, who live in the neighborhood, who work here. So some of them may not have had jobs before, or maybe this is a longer term opportunity for some people.
Thank you very much.
How are businesses here part of that gentrification?
Well, I think businesses that get asked to be part of, like, luxury condos where they are sometimes at, like, the base level, they're a part of it because, like, on 14th Street right over there, you see these shops that are catering just to folks that are rich that live in the area.
Like your restaurant is part of that gentrification.
How do I see us as part of gentrification? Wow. We kind of cater to the people that live in the neighborhood, the people that are moving into this neighborhood, more so than, it's kind of a classier restaurant. It's still casual, but it's a classier restaurant, and it kind of is geared towards people who are coming in to live in these buildings. So I guess in that way, we are adding somewhat.
I think it works both ways. The businesses can help spawn the gentrification, or they can help just further it. Like there's a Whole Foods grocery store that's right around here that I feel like it didn't start the gentrification, but it definitely helped it. Like people who want to shop there go there. And they have access to the stuff that they want. They also, like the people who live here can get, they have more say, like the new people that live here, I feel like get more say of what kind of businesses get to be here. Like,
how are the businesses here part of that gentrification?
Anytime you see a Whole Foods, you know that's going to be a new neighborhood. If a Whole Foods goes into a neighborhood, then you know the area is changing.
All right, first of all, can you start off with your name?
Sure, my name is Zachary Stein.
How do you see your grocery store as part of the gentrification?
How do I see our store as part of the gentrification? Well, it's a good question. The newer residents wanted us to come, so we came and we cater to the newer residents. So once we're here, I guess other people feel comfortable since we're around here that they can see themselves living here. And so while we didn't cause it, it was already happening before we got here. I mean, we wouldn't have moved in if we didn't think that our customers, you know, could live down the street and be able to shop here. So it had already started. It was well on its way by the time we showed up, but I guess we sort of helped the process along.
What is your name?
Maria.
How long have you worked here?
4 years.
Why did you want to work here?
Because I think it's a good environment, good company.
That who in this neighborhood doesn't work on shop here? I mean,
who does not work? Who does not shop here? I imagine that folks that maybe that perceive that we have a price problem, that there's It may be too they think that it's too expensive for them. They may not want to shop here, but mainly it's a little bit of a perception problem. I think there's a lot of value here that you can find if you know how to shop. But as far as the other people, I don't know. I mean, it seems like there's so many customers. I can't imagine there's anybody who doesn't shop here.
Do you know who shops here? People in a higher level, people who have more money. You're not going to see, any kind of, middle class people, coming over to a store and shop. So most of the stuff, kind of expensive. They can't afford, the price of the grocery store.
The most important thing I learned was how it impacts on different people, what kind of different impacts it can have, and how can it make people miserable or happy.
Gentrification, it's best of my ability that I know of exactly what gentrification is kind of a bad thing, actually.
Poor people move out because they can't afford their houses because the property values and the mortgage values increase, so they couldn't afford it. And so white people or yuppies move in and just push them out because they're more richer.
It's kind of more upper income tend to be white people that come in, especially from other states, they tend to have a lot of money.
What's good about it is they make good changes and it makes the neighborhood safer and everything. The bad is they make the prices and stuff that's higher and stuff and people can't afford it. Only white people can.
And they come in and kind of bring the scale of living up in a neighborhood, but at the same point in time, it kind of pushes the minorities and lower income people out of that neighborhood.
I learned that gentrification could be segregation.
So in a way, it's good, and in a way, it's bad. It increases the value of the property in the neighborhood and stuff, but you've got a bit of a cost too.
There's good parts and bad parts to gentrification.
Oh, what about the gentrification in the neighborhood? Well, I've been here about 6 or 7 years, and I moved into Eden House down here, the apartments that are connected to the women's shelter. And in the last 6 or 7 years, the neighborhood has changed greatly.
I lived around that area for 6 years.
All these very expensive condos.
And I remember back then, and it doesn't look as nice as it looks now, so.
I know the locksmith shop had to move out because the rent was too high.
It just changed, and now it's looking like a rich community and stuff like that, so.
And I'm worried about where all the poor people are going, because I don't see how they can possibly live here with the rent so much.
You could say it's changing for the best, but senior homes and stuff like that, people have to move out because they're remodeling, so a part of it is kind of worse too. So the good thing was communities getting safer and stuff like that, and bad things many people losing their homes, so that's kind of messed up because then where they're going to live at. And then sometimes it's a hassle to find another place, so you basically stranded, you don't know where to live at.
It's not really because of your race. It's because it can be a white person that doesn't have a good job and can't afford it either, so it doesn't really depend on your race. Gentrification can have a good impact too, because if you want to learn about another culture, if a person lives right beside you, that's a good thing.
The problem starts when they try to fix up a neighborhood when it's when it's crime infested, and when they do that, they're just thinking of that neighborhood and their cells, not actually the people who live there, and then they push them out, not thinking of the consequences.
And the bad part of gentrification is that people who can't afford for rent get pushed out because of the high cost.
And it's going to be a hard time to buy their foods, their supplies, buy a home if they're homeless.
You might think that you're doing something good, but you're actually doing something wrong when you're putting all these franchise buildings down and you don't have room for homes and there's people laying on the street and having a place to live.
You can at least the community of people that you move out, make sure that they're still together, because community is a big part of human nature.
Oh.
This presentation about gentrification in the Logan Circle community of Washington, D.C. was prepared by the teachers and students of the 8th grade class of the Cesar Chavez Public Charter School.
Ulysses Nunez.
Jeffrey Zuniga.
Evelyn Ramos.
Xavier Scott.
Eric Richardson.
Darian McFade.
Roxana Ventura.
Jay Cisneros.
Nacy Velasquez.
Rashad Hammonds.
My name's Timothy Lawrence.
Wayne Sanders.
Stati Palanca.
Venetra Bryan.
Akiti Anoma.
Dexter Amaya.
Chetris John.
Mara. Vasquez.
Dora.
Tonya Faro.
Roxana Ventura.
Lakeithia Norman.
India Lewis.
Elton Wright.
Raven Hall.
This is Miss Cravis.
Mr. Mercer.
Miss Solomon.
That was Gentrification on Logan Circle by the 8th grade class at the Cesar Chavez Public Charter School in Washington, D.C., and Shay Shackelford of Big Shed Audio. YouthCast exists in more than one form, you know. You can get this podcast every other week, but when you are not getting the podcast, you can get on the internet to check out our regularly updated website at youthcast.org. You can read and listen to exclusive interviews and see pictures of the people whose voices you hear. Feel free to join our Facebook group at facebook.com/youthcast, where we link to fun internet stuffs. As a bonus, on our website right now, youthcast.org, if you leave a comment on any post, I will personally send you a PRX t-shirt. How cool and easy is that? I'm Molly Adams, and this has been YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again. Hi!